GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance delivered his America First message to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night.
If this country is going to thrive, our leaders have to remember that America is a nation and its citizens deserve leaders who put its interests first.
Vance did not mention U.S. military aid to Ukraine, but the BBC reported this week that days before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago, Vance, now a U.S. senator from Ohio, told a podcast he really doesn't care what happens in Ukraine one way or the other. The BBC says Vance also played a key role in delaying a $60 billion military aid package from Washington that finally passed a few months ago. That track record worries some Ukraine citizens and their supporters here. Milwaukee area resident Helena Salapata is president of Wisconsin Ukrainians, a nonprofit that sends medical supplies to Ukraine. But Salapata says past military aid has helped save her native country and should not get slowed down.
The faster the aid arrives to Ukraine, sooner we'll win. And that's what we need. We do need to win in Ukraine. Otherwise, Putin will not stop in Ukraine.
Salapata says she believes Russian leader Vladimir Putin would go on to invade other European countries and even inspire other powerful leaders to try to invade smaller neighbors. Kenosha resident Anastasia Robb is a board member of ROSM for Ukraine, an advocacy group. Robb promises her organization and others will try to reach out to Vance during the final 3.5 months of the presidential campaign.
We're also kind of hopeful that his views will evolve now that he's been elevated to the top of the Republican Party, right? Like, we know that when someone assumes a position of high power, they become privy to new and important information they might not have been aware of before.
Another spokesperson for ROSM texted WUWM late last night that Vance's convention speech struck a unifying tone, and the group hopes, quote, this pragmatic approach, which recognizes the salience of Ukraine's cause to key parts of the Republican base, would translate to a Trump White House policy. Democratic President Joe Biden has made clear his support for Ukraine and backed it up with billions in military spending. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.